Well, yesterday on the show, we were chatting to leading nutritionist Patrick Holford about the benefits of vitamin C at this time. And Patrick is a pioneer in nutritional approaches to infections. And he has a new book called Flu Fighters, How to Win the Cold War by Boosting Your Natural Immunity with Non-Toxic Nutrients. And the line was bad yesterday, so I decided to pick up on it today. So hopefully, Patrick, things will be a bit better today. How are you?
I'm very well, and you sound as clear as a bell.
Good, good. Let's hope it stays like that. Now, you've been tracking hospitals and trials in different countries like China and Italy and the United States that have been using high doses of vitamin C. And the results have been surprisingly good.
Yes, actually, I was effectively in the US Senate the day before yesterday when a group of absolute top professors of critical care medicine were presenting their results to the senators. And of the first 100 patients they had in a critical COVID-19 infection situation that they gave intravenous vitamin C to, they actually had two deaths. They were in people over 85, both with end-stage other diseases, one liver cirrhosis, the other, I believe, was emphysema. And in the UK, our national average is that 52% who go into ICU come out dead. 66% who get put on a ventilator don't survive. So this is incredibly encouraging. And I just wish that everybody, you know, in the medical profession would take this seriously, because I do believe that it saves lives.
And why does it save lives? Is it because you get the virus, it doesn't prevent people getting the virus, but it means that the symptoms are less severe and there's a greater chance then that they'll survive?
There's actually a few things going on. First of all, we do know that vitamin C is profoundly antiviral. Whenever you're attacked by a virus, you get a tremendous amount of I call them the weapons of war, these things called oxidants that both the virus and our immune cells fire at each other. It's sort of very messy. They're a bit like sort of exhaust fumes of any energy system. And we know that vitamin C is a phenomenal antioxidant. So what you find clearly is that if someone has an infection, like a cold or flu, and takes a significant amount, it has to be really over 6 grams, or, you know, most vitamin C pills are 1 gram, in the first day, they will normally at least halve the length of the infection and the severity. But what's happening with this COVID-19 is that, I mean, most people, the vast majority, will have a mild or in some cases nasty flu for about a week that affects the mainly the throat and the nose passage. If that persists, it then goes into the lungs, kind of week two. And then in week three, you can go into this acute emergency situation, which is sometimes called a cytokine storm. But basically what happens is the immune system kicks in and overreacts, and you get this massive state of inflammation. Now, what happened? The Chinese, I'll tell you what they've been up to, because it's very interesting, started giving vitamin C and finding that it worked. It cut death rate by about a third. But then what happens is normally when you're in a tremendous state of inflammation, cytokine storm, this is also what kills people in sepsis or blood poisoning or septicemia, cortisone is the drug version of what the adrenal glands produce. So the adrenal glands kick in. It's the fight-flight thing to keep you alive. But what they've discovered, and this is where it gets really interesting, is that every single patient that they've measured, and that's the American critical care doctors, in this final and potentially fatal state, have had undetectable levels of vitamin C. And what they found is that the adrenal glands have normally 100 times more vitamin C than anywhere else in the body. So in other words, the body's natural anti-inflammatory adrenal fight-flight process cannot work in the end stages of this virus, because it expends, it consumes vitamin C at such an alarming rate. And what they found, they actually took it one step on from where the Chinese got to, is it's not just vitamin C that's saving lives. It's the combination. This is in ICUs. This is not what we do at home. It's the combination of a steroid drug, which is effectively like cortisone, with the high-dose intravenous vitamin C. And as far as they're concerned, they've cracked the COVID code. This is how to keep people alive. But obviously what we want to do is make sure that less people are ending up going into that final stage. And that's where things like not just vitamin C, but also vitamin D. I mean, a study just came out which looked at the vitamin D levels in people who went into a critical stage. And they found that only 4% who went into a critical stage had what we call a healthy vitamin D level above 75 units. And those who had a mild infection, only 2% with a healthy vitamin D level, you know, were in that category. So you very clearly see that switching over to a critical state is much more likely to happen in someone who A, is depleted of vitamin C, B, depleted of vitamin D, C, got some other disease like diabetes or heart disease, possibly older. And I think that this concept is really what's missing, is that we all have our own immune system resilience. And it's all very well talking about a drug or a vaccine or even vitamin C in intensive care. But the point is that the difference between those who are going to suffer badly and possibly even tragically die and those who don't is to do with our immune strength. And that is something that we can do something about with how we live, our diet, exercise, lifestyle, possibly supplements.
Now, you're obviously a great believer in vitamin C. In fact, you take it yourself when you feel the first symptoms of a cold. You take a high dose of vitamin C, and it's helped you over the years.
Yeah. I mean, I take 1 gram twice a day, every day. And if you look at all studies on that kind of lower level, 1 or 2 grams, you don't really see lesser colds if you look at all studies. I'm just looking right now at the last, what we call randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial, and that's when neither the person nor the doctor knows if they're getting the placebo, the dummy pill, or the vitamin C. 168 people over 60 days. Those taking the dummy pill had 50 colds for the whole group, and those taking the vitamin C had 37 colds. So they actually did have a third less colds, just about statistically significant. When you drill down and you look at the number of days of infection, the placebo group had 85 days, the vitamin C group had 178 days. So in other words, half as many days infected, and similarly, half as many severe symptom days. Okay. So I think we can say that for people who take vitamin C every day like I do, you do certainly get shorter colds when you get a cold. You certainly do get less severe colds. But the real thing that I do without fail, I mean, I'm 62. I've been doing this since I was about 20, so let's say 40 years. Whenever I get the first signs of a cold, I take 1 gram an hour. And I do that until I forget, because I've got no more symptoms. And the amazing thing about vitamin C is it's very safe. I mean, if you take too much, you get loose bowels, a bit like a vindaloo, and you can just sort of cut back. It's incredibly safe. It's not very expensive. And I think this sort of high-dose approach was actually worked out by my teacher, a fascinating man, Dr. Linus Pauling. I was his student back in the 80s. He had 2 unshared Nobel Prizes, 48 PhDs. I mean, Einstein was asked, are you a genius? He said, if you want a real genius, it's Linus Pauling. And Linus Pauling did this very simple thing. He realized that all animals make vitamin C, except for primates, you know, monkeys, gorillas, chimpanzees, etc., bats, and also guinea pigs. And he worked out that if you have a goat, for example, my body weight, it makes 15 grams a day. 1 gram is 20 supermarket oranges. If you expose that goat to a virus or to stress, and this is the adrenal connection, it will increase its production up to 100 grams. And he noticed that animals that make vitamin C are remarkably protected from viral diseases and also from cancer. So he spent his last 39 years of his life researching nothing but vitamin C, viruses and cancer. And of course, here we are, we're all exposed to this COVID-19 virus, our cats, our dogs, the sheep, the goats, the cows. You know, if you're a farmer, of course, you're in close contact with these animals, mm-hmm. but they're not getting it. So why is that? And Linus Pauling worked it out. It's because they make vitamin C. So he thought, I need to do what an animal does when exposed to a virus, and that's increased my production. That was the logic that started this off back in the 80s.
Well, vitamin C is thought to be part of the reason for the amazing turnaround in China. And back in February, in fact, 50 tons of it was shipped into Wuhan. So you take 1 gram an hour. How do we get high doses of vitamin C? Is it widely available in health food shops, and do we take it in tablet form? I mean, in a hospital setting, it's, you know, often given intravenously. But how would we get high doses?
It's terribly easy. You go into any health food shop, and fortunately, they're all open. And they've also got my book, because the bookshops aren't open. And you just ask them for some vitamin C. 1 gram is 1,000 milligrams. It's not expensive. There are some vitamin Cs out there that also have zinc in them, which is also good. But just get vitamin C, powder or tablet. It really doesn't matter. They all work. They all do very well. As you said, in China in February, they shipped in the 50 tons of vitamin C into Wuhan. It was actually 50 million grams, and they gave it to every hospital worker, to every person with symptoms, and they also used it in the ICUs. I mean, that I was trying to work it out. I mean, they have a population about the same as London, a little bit larger. And a month ago, when I was talking to Professor Peng at the main, the top hospital in Wuhan, Zhongnan Hospital, who's been running what we call a randomized placebo-controlled trial. In other words, they were giving half of the people in a very serious condition vitamin C in the drip, in the ICU, and half water. So, you know, they're really doing the science on it. And they had to end the study early because he said, we've had nobody in ICUs for several weeks. I mean, the latest report a few days ago was they've got 10 people left in ICUs in the whole of Wuhan. And I think that, you know, here we are talking about lockdown and, you know, a second wave and what's going to happen and so on. And the logical thing is to look around the world and see, you know, who's doing best and what is it that they're now doing. In Spain and in Italy, they're now starting to use the same protocol that the Americans, and by the way, it's a very small number of Americans at the moment, ICUs that are using this, and I hope this Senate report will encourage it. But I've been struggling. In the UK, I found one ICU. They're using vitamin C, but it's too low a dose. I heard, but I haven't been able to verify, that there is a ICU in Galway that is using vitamin C. And so there's this sort of bias against vitamin C. And the honest truth is, why not? I mean, you really have nothing to lose. It's the safest substance known to man. Our body knows exactly what to do with it. And, you know, it's not like trying out a new drug where there could be some side effects. I mean, vitamin C has no side effects. So, yes, part of the reason for Flu Fighters, which I wrote in lockdown and got published, you know, really fast, is just to break this this barrier on vitamin C. Because if you talk to the average, I don't mean this in the wrong way, but ill-informed doctor, because they just simply don't get trained in nutrition, they'll say, oh yes, vitamin C, you need it for scurvy, you know, which is what the sailors died of, but you can do that with half an orange, and which is true. But there's a whole nother effect of vitamin C. It's a little bit like if you go and stay in a hotel and there are these nice, waiters and people who look after your room and everything's good, That sort of vitamin C on a normal day, it keeps things going very well. But if suddenly there's a hurricane and there's a terrible situation, these staff suddenly are your emergency, operators. They've got to get you out fast and save your life and all the rest of it. So vitamin C has this other role that happens at much higher doses when we are under viral attack.
A caller's wondering how young a child can be to give them a vitamin C, or I presume, high doses of vitamin C.
It really doesn't matter. I mean, generally, the easiest way is to divide by body weight. So if your child is half your body weight, halve the dose. Half a gram is 500 milligrams. There are a lot of nice, chewable, 500 milligram, tablets out there. There's also powders that you could put into a drink, maybe a bit of orange juice or apple juice. And once again, what we've learned is that if you exceed the amount that you need, you get loose bowels. And it's very good because then you just, cut back. Now, if I took a gram a day right now and I'm feeling fine and healthy, it's going to give me loose bowels. But if I'm fighting an infection, I can take if I took a gram an hour now, we would have that problem. If I took a gram an hour when I'm fighting an infection, I don't get any such symptoms at all. Okay. So you've kind of got, a guideline there. If you give your child too much, they're going to go to the loo more often.
If it was a conspiracy theorist, I'd say that Big Pharma wouldn't benefit if we all started taking more vitamin C and we were all a bit healthier and it protected us in some way from the virus or from getting over the virus. But anyhow, that's a discussion perhaps for another day. But nonetheless, it can only do good and can, be a big help perhaps in the fight to get us to the point where we have a vaccine against COVID-19. Your book is called Flu Fighters, How to Win the Cold War by Boosting Your Natural Immunity with Non-Toxic Nutrients. And you said that it's available in health food shops and I presume online as well.
It's available in health food shops. It's available online. We have a website called flufighters.net. If you have a Kindle, you can also get it on Amazon Kindle.
Excellent. Patrick Holford, take care. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.